This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with French President Emmanuel Macron, arrived in Marseille in southern France early this morning. Our correspondent reports the Indian community in Marseille gave the Prime Minister a warm and enthusiastic welcome upon his arrival. Prime Minister Modi and President Macron will jointly inaugurate India's first new consulate in Marseille and will participate in other key events today. The Prime Minister said in a social media post that this visit will witness important programs to further connect India and France. He said the Indian consulate will deepen people-to-people linkages. Mr. Modi also informed that he will pay homage to the Indian soldiers martyred in the First and Second World Wars today. The two leaders will visit the International Thermonuclear Experimental Reactor, a multinational initiative aimed at harnessing nuclear energy for global benefit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is making remarkable strides in AI, leveraging it for public good. Mr. Modi urged the world to come and invest in India and bet on India's Yuva Shakti. The Prime Minister made these remarks after meeting with Google CEO Sundar Pichai at the AI Action Summit in Paris. Mr. Pichai described the meeting as delightful. In a social media post, Google's CEO said they discussed the incredible opportunities AI will bring to India and ways we can work closely together on India's digital transformation. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Lam Research has announced major investment of over 10,000 crore rupees in India. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said it is one more milestone in India's semiconductor journey. He said it is a big vote of confidence in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's semiconductor vision. The first meeting of the Delhi BJP Election Management Committee is underway in New Delhi. Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva and the party's Delhi election in charge, Bejayant Panda and Alka Gurjar, are chairing the meeting. BJP leaders, including MPs Ramveer Singh Bhaduri, Bansuri Swaraj, Praveen Khandelwal, Harsh Malhotra and Vishnu Mittal, are also present in the meeting. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings to the nation on the birth anniversary of Sant Ravidas. In her message, the President highlighted Guru Ravidas Ji's contributions as a great saint who promoted unity and brotherhood through his writings. In a social media post, the Vice President praised the revered saint, poet and social reformer for envisioning a casteless society. Prime Minister Modi also took to social media, emphasizing that Saint Guru Ravidas dedicated his life to eliminating discrimination and fostering social harmony. Ayodhya Ram Mandir's chief priest, Acharya Satyendra Das, passed away at the Sanjay Gandhi Postgraduate Institute of Medical Sciences, Lucknow, today. The Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra confirmed that he died at 7 a.m. Expressing condolences, Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath in a social media post said the demise of Acharya Shri Satyendra Kumar Das Ji Maharaj, the great devotee of Lord Ram, is an irreparable loss to the social and spiritual world. Benchmark domestic equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, were trading with modest losses in afternoon trade today, recovering from deeper cuts suffered in early deals. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 140 points or 0.18% to 76,154 and the NSE Nifty 50 dropped 25 points or 0.11% to 23,047 when reports last came in. The Magh Purnima Snan of Mahakumbh is underway in Prayagraj. The Snan holds great relevance as it marks the end of the special ritual of performing Kalpvas, with the grand festival hosting more than 10 lakh Kalpvasis this year. According to tradition, it is believed that performing Kalpvas on the banks of Sangam till the Magh Purnima day yields the fruits of penance of 1,000 years. In the Asia Mixed Team Badminton Championships 2025, India began their campaign with a commanding 5-0 win over Macau in Qingdao, China, today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.